Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Alongside research on the impact of different types of health and social care, the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews contains research on the impact of different types of research. An April 2014 Cochrane Methodology Review does this by examining the evidence on how the design chosen for a study might influence the answer it gets. Andy Engelmeyer from the University of California in San Francisco, USA, tells us what they found.
High-quality evidence about the effects of different interventions is often obtained from randomized control trials. However, what we can think of as real-world pragmatic scenarios provide a perfect opportunity to study the effects in an observational setting. Our Cochrane Review looks at how comparable the findings might be, given that some research has suggested that there may be an increased risk of bias with various study designs for observational data compared to randomized trials, which actually might lead to an over or even underestimate of the effects of intervention in observational studies. In the review, we aimed to assess the impact of study design on the effect measures estimated and to see if the differences could be actually explained by any known methodological variables. Our raw material was 14 systematic reviews that had been specifically designed to compare effect sizes obtained in observational studies with those from randomized trials measuring drug efficacy or intervention effectiveness. We assessed each of the reviews carefully and extracted key pieces of information about differences between the findings of randomized trials and observational studies. After doing so, we found that there was no significant difference between the study designs in 11 of the reviews. And when we pooled the findings of all 14 reviews, we found that, on average, effect estimates were not significantly increased for observational studies compared to randomized trials. Further, after stratifying the observational studies by their design, for example, to distinguish cohort and case control studies, the pooled effects comparing randomized trials and observational study designs were still not significant. Our findings are actually quite similar to those in a review by Golder and colleagues from a few years ago, and we have reached similar conclusions. On average, there's little evidence for significant effect estimate differences between observational studies and randomized trials, regardless of the specific design used for the observational study, heterogeneity, or even whether drugs or other interventions were being tested. As such, when people find a lack of agreement between the effect estimates from different study designs, maybe they should consider factors other than study design per se to explore this.
And his full Cochrane Methodology Review, along with details of the 14 reviews that it drew on, can be found online at thecochranelibrary.com.